Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Christmas right around the corner. Lieutenant Colonel Lanil Richardson is the divisional commander for the Salvation Army. You know, the folks that do the most good. We're going to raise a lot of money for them, hopefully in December. But actually, the kettles are out. My virtual kettle is up. Actually, Lieutenant Colonel, welcome back. Are the physical kettles out in Chicagoland now, or do you wait until Thanksgiving?
Usually about a week or so before Thanksgiving. There are some locations that allow the Salvation Army out earlier. And so we're trying to do the most good through raising as much money as we possibly can this holiday season.
What's the goal this year?
Our goal this year is a little over $18 million for the Chicagoland. That helps individuals 365 days a year.
What's the principal use of that money? Where would you say it goes mostly? What need does it mostly satisfy?
Well, the Salvation Army doing the most good. During the pandemic, we have had a wide range of assistance throughout Chicagoland. Probably foremost is with food and then with shelter. And some of our other programs that we have is our homeless shelters, both for men and women and families throughout the area. As we know, a number of individuals face eviction during this time. Some are already homeless and struggling to survive. And so the Salvation Army is there to assist those individuals. Many of them who are our neighbors, often we aren't aware, are struggling financially.
How does the food program work? Do people show up and you give them groceries? I know you have a vehicle that travels, but principally, how do you deliver food to people?
Well, you've named many of them. All of our locations provide food to individuals throughout the Chicagoland and the metropolitan area. Nightly, we do have our food trucks that go out primarily to serve homeless families. In the summertime, those vehicles go out and serve children and individuals who are food insecure throughout the Chicago metropolitan area.
You know, I took the Wilson exit off of Lakeshore Drive the other day. There's a tent city on that underpass. And I think Montrose is probably that way. If I travel further south down, you know, all of the underpasses of Lakeshore Drive have little tent cities. And then some of the parks along the lakefront there, some of the park land just has little tent villages that are popping up. Do you reach out to those people? Are you able to serve them in any way?
Yes, we serve them in a number of ways by providing food, oftentimes basic need items such as personal hygiene, care kits. We also try to work with the city to have those individuals come into a shelter. That is our first and foremost effort that we try to do, is to find a safe place for individuals to have a warm night's rest as well as a hot meal. You know, many who are struggling with mental illness or other types of physical and mental situations don't want to go into a shelter, and so we try to serve them right where they're at.
Yeah, I know that's the frustration for me. I'm like, you guys should be in a Salvation Army shelter, and some of them just won't avail themselves of it, and that's so frustrating. I hate to see it as a citizen, and I hate to see it for them. So I guess it's best just to provide some care for them if they would otherwise not go. You said $18 million, so that's the annual. Is that the annual budget, or is that the goal for the fundraising this Christmas season?
Well, that's the goal for the fundraising this Christmas season, which is one of the largest fundraising times for the Salvation Army.
Sure.
We're kind of synonymous now with the red kettle and Christmas bells that you hear. And so it is our largest fundraising event throughout the years, our Red Kettle campaign during our holiday seasons.
Well, I know a little bit about the Salvation Army. We've been trying to help you guys for years here at WGN, and we just know that it's not just food and shelter and maybe services for people that are alcohol or drug dependent, single moms, single dads, children who are looking for a toy at the holidays. There's even wellness programs. We talked to a client of yours who is leading a healthier life these days. She's eating and shopping right and exercising, etc. So it's just nice to see that it's a very holistic approach. So my kettle is up, Colonel. If you go to WGNradio.com, you'll see producer Aleph and I standing there, and you can make a donation just by clicking through. You might get an envelope in the mail. You may see somebody ringing a bell. Boy, reward their effort. Drop a coin or something foldable in the kettles when you can. But it's real easy if you just go to WGNradio.com on the John Williams page. Lieutenant Colonel Lanil Richardson. I'll visit with you again between now and Christmas, sir, but I'm glad you guys are off to a good start. But how much you got so far? Do you have a number to announce yet by any chance?
No, I don't have a number to announce yet. We are continually seeing individuals donating. Online, you can go to SalArmyChristmas.org and you can make your donation there. It's COVID-free. You can make a donation and help individuals in need. The Salvation Army depends on an army of individuals caring about those who are most vulnerable. As you've said, the Salvation Army not only have our programs we provide 365 days a year, the Salvation Army also visit a lot of our seniors in home and do wellness checks to make sure they have food and make sure that they have medical care or other necessities that they may need during this time. And so we are an army, not because we all wear uniforms, but because we as Chicago individuals care about those who are in need.
I'll talk to you again. Well done, Lieutenant Colonel. I'll be in touch.
Thank you very much, and thank you for putting up your site. And hopefully you'll raise a lot of money for the Salvation Army, because we really need it. Hope marches on.
That's our plan, Lanil Richardson.